This episode is sponsored by HPE. Today's networks must evolve from simply providing connectivity to harnessing AI to deliver exceptional connected experiences. At the break, HPE's Rami Rahim shares how self-driving networks can make that happen.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, July 10th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that OpenAI's number two executive plans to step down from her full-time role after an extended medical leave. In a note to staff yesterday, Fiji Simo said her medical condition had worsened and her recovery period would be longer than anticipated. She will become a part-time advisor to the ChatGPT maker. It's the latest executive shakeup at OpenAI as it prepares to go public later this year and tries to catch up with its rival Anthropic among business customers. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. A European Union regulator says Meta Platforms isn't doing enough to protect users' physical and mental health from its addictive designs of Instagram and Facebook. The European Commission issued preliminary findings that Meta breached the bloc's Digital Services Act, which requires the world's biggest online platforms to assess and mitigate risks. If the findings are confirmed, the company could face fines of up to 6% of its global revenue for each platform. Meta says it disagrees with the findings. The commission's findings add to a slew of legal challenges that Meta and other social media companies are facing in the U.S. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with Meta. And in another WSJ exclusive, a coalition of record label and artist groups is pushing streaming giants like Spotify and Apple Music to label AI-generated music. The group is proposing two tags for AI content. One that would identify songs that were created primarily by a human using AI for some elements, and another labeling tracks that are entirely AI-generated or use AI-made lead vocals or key instrumental performances. The Digital Media Association, which represents companies including Spotify and Apple, says it is looking forward to getting more detailed and accurate AI metadata on tracks. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.
Here again is HPE's Rami Rahim to explain why it's critical for modern enterprises to use AI-powered self-driving networks.
Gone are the days where humans can keep up with the complexity and overcoming the cyber attacks that are happening using elbow grease. You must leverage agents and artificial intelligence in order to deliver a seamless connectivity experience to everyone and everything. It's not just people that are connected to the network today. It's AI agents. It's billions of things, in fact. You can't do this manually. It must be done using artificial intelligence. And everything from the deployment of the network, where speed matters, to the identification of issues that inevitably happen, to the remediation of those issues, needs to be done without human intervention.
Find out how a self-driving network can help you deliver exceptional user experiences at HPE.com.